Peace and blessings, everybody. You're listening to The Good Brother Experience, where it is I, the good brother, the original black man. I am Reek. What you doing? How you doing? How you been? For starters, I need you to drink some water. Stop being silly. Secondarily, rate, review, subscribe to my program if you haven't done so already. Leave your boy 5 stars. Leave some commentary. I would definitely appreciate that. Last but not least, send your boy an email, goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. Once again, that's goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. You know, the emails have been slow motion, but that's all right. I just did a purge of all of them. A lot of you guys probably have lost faith in me because it took me so long to get to the emails in the first place. But we here. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing changed. Spring is here. The pollen is here. Global warming is inconsistent. And so is the good brother. But unlike global warming, I'm going to change based on what the people say. So I got y'all. And I would like to start off this program with a conversation that I just had with a few friends of mine over the weekend. And I wanted to choose the proper way that I wanted to convey my thoughts on what we were talking about. Because oftentimes, I'm going to get to it in a second, just stop being impatient. I can hear you over there. Yo, why not just get to it? Because when people just start talking and getting to things, what I say is dismissed, and what you think I'm saying becomes more prevalent. Or, are you trying to say this becomes more prevalent, as opposed to my specific message. So, the thing that I'm going to be speaking about to start off this program of mine is when women tell you, can we just be friends? Or what's the problem? Are we not friends? Or something along the idea that you and her are friends in the first place. So I'm not one of these men that say that, yo, you can't be friends with women, because I believe you're robbing yourself if you're not friends with women. You know, because there's going to be dirtbags everywhere. There's dirtbag niggas, there's dirtbag women, there's dirtbag old people, there's dirtbag young people. But robbing yourself of someone that has a different perspective of yours, that might have a better skill set than you in some regards, that might have different ideals, they have different senses, they experience life in a different capacity. You know, robbing yourself of that because someone has a pussy is immature, and that stance of, you know, can't no woman be my friend because if I want to beat, then the friendship's out the window. Like, let's just get past that. I know Steve Harvey said that. He created a movie franchise after that thinking, but I have friends that are women, right? And when I was younger, I was definitely on that, yo, if a girl don't give me no ass, then she's useless. Like, but that's when I was like 18 and my mind wasn't evolved. You know, I was just a product of my environment, and there wasn't a lot of upper echelon thinking that I was around in regards to society and being receptive to things. You know, you just pick up things through osmosis. So if you see niggas like, yo, it's money over bitches, and bitches is just here to suck dick and eat and cook food, then that's how you're going to pattern your behavior after, until you have your wake-up moment, until you have your eureka moment. And luckily for me, I got female friendship very young in my life. And I made the mistake of saying names in my earlier program, so I won't say them now. But there are women in my life that I care about in a real way. And I probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them and them extending their graciousness to me in their eyes. And overall, just giving me like a fresh perspective and just something, a fresh energy, you know. Because men, you know, have testosterone and they have their own way and everybody got their shoulders out. And, you know, with women, although women have their ways about them in regards to what you can translate as, like, you know, communicative aggression or whatever have you. You know, when you're sitting there and you're speaking to somebody who chemically isn't designed like you are, You'd be surprised what you're missing out on. For starters, I've never met a woman that naturally couldn't be on honor roll. I never met a woman that didn't have a keen eye as far as interior decoration. I never met a woman that wasn't brilliant in the capacity that she's brilliant. You know, I see a lot of times that men have shortcomings with the ability to communicate. And it's become more and more obvious to me that women don't struggle in that capacity. So just having like a fluent conversation will happen when you're speaking to a woman, and so on and so forth. You know, let's bring physicality out of it. I'm just talking about what I benefit from, because if you're a friend of mine, I'm not around you because, you know, you're beautiful or I can gain something from you. I'm around you because I genuinely like you. You genuinely like me, and we have similar interests or similar outlooks, and then we're building from there, right? And with the friends that I've gotten, the female friends that I've had the ability to have, you know, their conversation is fluent, you know, their head is on straight. I don't deem none of them as dummies. They're not people who I gotta like huff and puff around. I don't have to pretend to be somebody that I'm not. You know, they're supportive. I've had some of my deepest conversations. I've done spectacular things that I wouldn't even thought to do, as far as traveling, eating, you know, hygiene, you know, simple things like putting conditioner in your hair, you know, or body butter. You know, these are things that niggas can act like they knew about these things, but they probably knew about these things because of a woman. And just receiving just another sector of knowledge is something that I really appreciate with the women in my life, right? But I think everything starts off with foundation. So if I'm friends with a woman, it's understood that as a person, you like me. As a person, I like you. And just to echo what I said a few seconds ago, you know, even if our ideals aren't aligned in a certain way, you know, our conversation and the energy we have with one another can develop into that of a friendship, you know, where I'm not seeking to do anything physical with you, or I'm not in it for the long haul to hopefully do things physical with you, because there's different people here in our lives for different things. But if I'm dealing with you in a romantic capacity, the way that we started having anything with one another was off of mutual attraction. And then our conversations come from wanting to know more about the attractive person that we're speaking to. And if we're going to be sharing our bodies, if we're going to be sharing our bodies, we can definitely share our minds as well. So it's a different type of foundation that's being built. You know, the thing that we're trying to sustain is that of a physical one and that of a mental one on the same accord. So even if we have nothing in common, I'm learning what I don't have in common with you, because I have another emotion attached to you, whether it's lust, whether it's love, whether it's something that's blossoming into one or the other. Maybe it's primal. You know, I'm just so physically attracted to you and I feel like you're a dope person. So when that's happening simultaneously, that's something that I'm gravitating towards. But if everything is jump-started based off of physical attraction and wanting to share certain physical experiences with one another. Let me put my phone on silent. Sorry about that. And things don't happen the way that we thought they would happen. That doesn't automatically make you a friend of mine. You are a failed investment. And that's the harsh reality of it. You know, dictating the terms of what we're doing and how we do it, and the terms are being dictated from one side, isn't how friendships are blossomed. So if we were on the verge of being physical and then something I did turned you off, but you just like me as a person, the only reason why you got to know me in a certain capacity because we were exchanging how we are as people, because simultaneously we were physically attracted to one another, so we wanted to see where things are. And you just want to get, you want, if you're going to share your body with somebody, you definitely want to know who they are, what they are, what they're into, or whatever have you, right? So once that doesn't happen, it's like, oh, you're not the lover I thought you would be. We should be friends now because we haven't done anything that involves friendship. So with my friends have fought for me. My friends have been with me in my darkest hour. I've been there for my friends in their darkest hour. Me and my friends exchange conversation that is beneficial to progression. Me and my friends laugh at certain things, watch certain things, have spent time with one another, have supported one another in anything. If you have a new crib, if I have a new crib, if I'm away at school, if you're away at school, if I'm going through something, if I'm going through financial hardship, if I'm going through a psychological hardship, anything under the sun, you know, niggas is there. If niggas is starving, we all gonna eat. If niggas is up, we all going out to get drinks. If we're bored, yo, what you up to? You know, I'm not trying to be bored up in the crib. I'm trying to get some sunlight. I'm trying to breathe some fresh air. Yo, come pull up on me. And this is both men and women. Yo, let's get some drinks. Yo, let's get some food. You know what I'm saying? Just because I haven't seen you and I want to know what's going on. I want to have you involved in my life in a certain capacity. Here's my brothers. Here's my cousins. Here's my sisters. Here's my friends. Here's other coworkers. Yo, I know that you need me in a certain way. Yo, let me extend that to you. And that is the foundation, right? The foundation isn't, yo, we didn't fuck or we fucked a few times and then turned into a relationship so we're friends now. That's not how this goes. It's not how life goes. You don't just automatically become my friend after the initial thing we was here for didn't work out. That's not what goes down here. Now, a friendship can happen, but oftentimes the reason why two people don't work out on a physical level or wherever they're trying to take it, whether it be a situationship, a relationship, just something, just a mutual agreement, like, yo, I'm busy, you're busy, so whenever we get together, I like your energy, so we're gonna do this and this. You know, just because that no longer happens doesn't automatically mean that, yo, we're friends now. Because what friendship oriented thing have we ever done? You know, for example, if the homies hit me like right now, like, yo, niggas is fucked up, can you hold me down? It's not on my head be like, yo, this nigga's fucked up. This type of nigga that I'm about to have around. No, this is my friend. This is somebody who I've developed a relationship with for years. So it doesn't come to me like, yo, this nigga's always popped. It comes to me like, yo, my friend needs my help. You know, if I speak to you for a certain amount of months, you cannot just insert yourself or think that I'm going to view you in a way that I see people who have been in my life for years. You know, I've had friends since I was 4 years old that I was literally chilling with yesterday. The foundation is still strong. When I get off doing this episode, I'm going to meet up with another friend of mine to have some sushi because me and him have been tapped in since I was 11 years old. You know, new people that have been in my life have been in my life because through continuous conversation, the point that we grew from, the seed that was planted is, you know, on a mental level, I fuck with you and you fuck with me. And I actually like you and you like me. So I feel like it will be mutually beneficial if we was in each other's lives. That's not the case all of the time. Sometimes it's, yo, I'm really, yo, I'm just talking about men and women now. Yo, shorty's cute. Or woman to man, yo, he's super handsome. And maybe you feel as though the sex was bad. Maybe you feel as though as a lover, this nigga ain't shit. Maybe feel as though as a lover from man to woman, shorty's always outside. I can never hold no girl down like this. But the reason why you guys are speaking to each other in the first place matters. Now, things can definitely grow in another capacity, but it just can't be like, oh, we're not doing this, so we're this now. Or, I mean, we're friends. What's wrong with me having me as a friend? Like, first of all, I'm falling back from you because I'm not fucking with you. And it's not, if you take the pussy out of it, I don't see a lot of worth here. And that be the same thing with women. Yo, if it's not dick, come on, like, there's not a lot of worth here for me because I got this for you feel me? So I just feel as though we need to be more cognizant of that in regards to the vocabulary that we use. And if things blossom to a friendship, things blossom to a friendship. If you guys are legitimately friends and then become physical and you refuse for the physicality to ruin the friendship, that's something else. If there's an agreement like, yo, no matter what's going on, you're not into a relationship, I'm not trying to get into a relationship, you know, we're going to do what we're going to do, but no matter where this goes, just make sure me and you are always good. That is something to grow from. But dealing with one another in a certain capacity and not working out and think that automatically makes you eligible to be in my life in another capacity is unfair and is unrealistic. And I feel as though this needs to be said more often. Something else that I think that needs to be happening more often is mending poor relationships with people that you really want to mend relationships with. I'm going to share this with you guys. I'm not going to express which person this is because, you know, you guys can start deducing things, especially people that listen to my show that know me on a very personal level. So I'm going to try to make this as generic as possible, but giving you finite details so you can follow what I'm saying. So there was a person that I'm related to, whether it be my mother's side or my father's side. And earlier in my life, I held this person in the highest of regards. And this person taught me, you know, the importance of nutrition. This person would come pick me up in their car when I was younger. And this person is very much so older than me, and had a lot to do with me blossoming as a person, especially in my adolescence. This particular person went through a rough patch, and it's only a rough patch that you would have to be an adult to understand, because when you're a kid or even a teenager or a young adult, you haven't lived enough life to go through these kinds of problems. So when this particular person went through these problems, their behavior changed. Their behavior changed to the world, but due to the fact that I wasn't as cognizant of the world as I am now, you know, you think all attacks towards you or towards you personally. And that sullied our relationship. And not only did our relationship plateau, but our relationship was squandered once this particular person was going through issues and let that bleed into me and their relationship for upwards of, I want to say, 15 years. I didn't have this person's number saved on my phone. This person would call me all of the time or semi-regularly, and I would never answer. And the way I got through things and the way I still get through things is I will compartmentalize and I will put you in a certain category. And if I have you in the, yo, it's all love when I see you type of category, that's how I have to cope with losing you when I held you in such high regard. And this is with women, this is with friends, all relationships in my life that have faltered. I just have you like, all right, I got to start treating you like this. And I'm become robot man and I justify what's going on. I make sense of what's going on and I act accordingly. And this person, whenever I would see this person, was acting oblivious as to how our relationship was squandered in the first place. And whenever I would see said person, it's all this love and hugs and, you know, I would just fake the funk because when it's all said and done, I'm related to this person. But, you know, when my mother passed away and the 1 year mark of my mom passing away is happening on the 26th of this month, you know, I got on the podium and I was preaching to everybody about how passive aggression has plagued our family and how can we be relatives and how can we say that we're on the same page and on the outer appearance we have this sense of community when we're so shattered and broken on how we speak to one another. You know, our correspondence is shitty in the family. And you will have problems with somebody and act like it's not a problem when you see them. You'll do everything in your power not to have conversations that need to be had. And I don't see a lot of fortitude in attacking problems to mend relationships. You know, everybody's quick to fight. Everybody's quick to yell at one another. Everybody's quick to be distasteful. But nobody has the fortitude to look people in the eye and have it understood that we're about to fix this problem with me and you. So there's no longer a problem with me and you because we're relatives and we're family and we're a community. I don't see a lot of that. So once I expressed that, I started walking that walk. And anybody who I've had a problem with, I've looked them in their eye or I've called them on the phone and we've had extensive conversation on how we can fix that. Or if I was cut off in a certain capacity, I'm like, all right, I did everything I can do. I bought my hands of the situation and I move accordingly. And with this particular person, it was starting to eat away at me because this particular person is reaching an age to where if I don't say something and I just let things be as it may, this person passing away and me being at the funeral knowing that I could have made things right was starting to bother me. You couple that with me not having a lot of respect for people because their lack of fortitude just led me to go to their house. And, you know, I started off with small talk. But, you know, 2 minutes in, I couldn't take the small talk anymore. And I sat this person down in their home and I spoke to them for 3 hours straight. And this person was receptive to what I was saying. I had to reiterate a lot of things that I was saying. I had to refresh their memory on how we got there. I had to tell them that it took me a long period of time to see things from their point of view because I'm older and I've gone through experiences myself that are unique. And unless you've gone through enough unique experiences, then my point of view will be not as sharp as it should be in regards to having person-to-person conversation about, you know, struggles and shortcomings. And, you know, I won't say that. I will legitimately say, like, the conversation went fluently. I was heard. I wasn't made to feel like I was crazy. I didn't have to match the energy of someone that wasn't really trying to feel what I had to say. I feel as though I didn't have to put myself in defense mode, which is something that I'll do. I feel like I'm not being heard, or I feel like if somebody's trying to get the better of me, or if somebody's trying to train me to see things in a certain way, I guess you want to call that gaslighting or whatever, but you can't curtail my experience to what you think what was going on, because this is my story and this is why we are where we are. And, you know, through work and years of work, I've developed the ability to convey my feelings in a palatable way so you can understand where I'm coming from, how I'm coming from, and how I developed this emotion in the first place. And I was shedding tears as I was speaking to this person. And, you know, because of the back and forth nature of it, you know, I was played it off like I had allergies and something was in my eye. But, you know, to get that weight lifted off of your chest and off of your shoulders, and to look at somebody dead in the eye that you had a problem with and express that problem to them while simultaneously telling them that you're a big reason why I am who I am today. So it hurt me that it got to this point, but I had to fall back from you because of your behaviors, and say that to somebody and stand on that and answer questions about that. And coming to a medium about that is something that I challenge all of you guys to do. Everybody's not meant to be in your life. And I fell victim to holding people in higher regard than I should have because of a collection of small instances that they've had with me. And I can say that's probably bled into my personal life as well, where I see things in instances and I don't see things in a grander view because I'm not really certain who's going to be here. So I just divide it as rolling with the times. And what I challenge for all of you guys to do is to sit and do your best to have conversations with people for conflict resolution. Even if the conflict is one-sided, whether it's they feel a way towards you or you feel a way towards them, the goal is to be in harmony with people that you have strong feelings for. And if that person isn't receptive to that, if that person doesn't view you as valuable enough to mend anything with them, you deserve that closure. Because walking through life thinking that it's your fault, or having uncertainty of how that person views you, or what they were going through at that time that bled into their behavior overall, is something that you owe to yourself. You know, you'll have a lot of bad days, and you won't be able to pinpoint why you're having the bad day, or why you're driving through certain places and your stomach will start to hurt, or why your head will start to hurt, or why you'll hear certain songs on the radio, or you'll be playing certain songs and you don't want to hear that song, so you skip it. And that's because you develop this bad taste for everything that reminds you of this person, whether it's an ex, an aunt, an uncle, a cousin, your mom, your dad, anybody. I'm all about closure these days. I owe that to myself. I wish I was this narcissist person where I didn't care what anybody thought about me, but I care a great deal about what people think about me. And I try to treat people with a certain respect. And this is across the board. And once I feel as though that's not being extended to me, and you don't got to do what I'm doing. You don't have to be like a mirror or an echo chamber. But if you see that I've done nothing but be positive towards you, and you meet that with energy, if you're just meeting me with the energy that you'll do what behooves me until I no longer want your energy anymore, I will quickly become your adversary. And I'll do things that's uncharacteristic of me. But the one thing that I can say that I have as a behavioral trait is, if I can put logic and justification behind doing something, I can do anything in this world, positively or negatively. You know, I don't see anything as out of bounds. And knowing that I have this callousness to me is why I try to keep everything neutral with everybody who I'm around. And when you're seeing somebody and you're getting this feeling in your chest and in your stomach and in your heart, and, you know, it can go to your knees, your shoulders, and maybe you want to react in a physical fashion where you want to punch somebody, or you want to react in a fashion to where you want to yell or get overly aggressive or become reclusive and stay away from that person. I'm not living that way. I'm not living that way of being afraid to speak to people. I'm not living in a way to where I'm ducking away from confrontation, because the goal is for me to be square. And emotionally, I feel as though I didn't have this selfishness. It was all about other people. How do other people view me? What is the comfort of this other person? How can I make sure that me and this person is good at all costs? And that's not happening anymore. And looking people in the eye and coming to mediums is what I'm all about. If I'm talking to you and you give me your ass to kiss, and that's what it is. I now know how to maneuver with you going forward. I'm not moving with fog over my eyes, and I'm not going to give you this false representation of myself to make you feel comfortable. Niggas going to start feeling me, and I'm going to start feeling people. But more importantly, niggas will feel me at all costs. And my hope from that is everything happens in a positive fashion. And I challenge you to do the same thing. Peace and blessings. Pass the dressing. And I will speak to you guys on Friday.